The Visit with Miss Meredith is Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Channel 1 right, and beginning The Visit with Miss Meredith is Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Channel 1 right, and a continuation of the beginning of The Visit with Miss Meredith is Friday, the 10th of December, 71.
You mean he didn't?
No, ma'am. I'm scared to death of him. I wouldn't go in the yard for him, Sam.
Can you come up and see him?
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't that cute?
But I think the reason why, if she had a hen,
yeah,
and the hen had little ones,
yeah,
I believe he'd fight you.
Oh, I'm just cutting up some nuts, not very good, for some cookies. Is that what does it?
Yes, ma'am. Mrs. Green, the neighbor, used to have some.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they'd have little ones, you know, and he'd take after us kids every time he'd sit. He didn't want us to mess with them little ones.
Well, I've seen this one when you tease him. You know. Well, they can hurt, can't they?
Oh, yes.
You never did have one?
No, ma'am, I don't want any.
What are they good for?
To eat.
Miss Mary, you wouldn't eat Napoleon.
Well, I have eaten goose, but I didn't. It wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm.
But the meat is real white.
You know, I never have eaten a goose. How do you fix them?
Just like you would a turkey, and you know they tell me that people used to take them. Now, I think that's pure cruel. And the way you fatten them is to nail their feet to a board where they can't walk.
Never heard of
that. That's what I've always heard.
What's that good for?
To keep them from walking the fat off. Isn't that something? I wouldn't do nothing like that.
What people would do. Well, this place up here, across from Rob Smith, that fellow's got a whole lot of geese out there in a little pond. They're pretty. That Reddick fellow in that new house. Yeah, they look pretty out there on the pond, walking around.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you tell me you were doing?
Oh, I've been cleaning my chairs. All day, I worked all day yesterday, Adam. And I got so tired, and I didn't have any tea, and late yesterday evening, I had to run down to the creek and get me a little box of tea. And I just been doing first one thing and another.
Well, how you clean those chairs? They look clean to me.
Oh, they look so bad, you know, that they have them here. These rust and all this in here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't tell I done anything to them, but I did it anyway, and I'm going to try to get me some spray and spray them.
Spray the legs?
Yes, ma'am. Aluminum spray.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd keep you busy.
And I need some rubber tips to go on them.
Well, now can't you get those at just any hardware?
I don't know. I'm going to try to. You know what I done? I got me some tape. And I just kept running around the rim of that leg, you know.
Yeah.
And then I mashed, stuck some paper in there. And then I run that tape over it to keep it from cutting the floor till, you know, I'm going to try to get me some.
Yeah. You do anything about your stove?
No, ma'am.
Well, you can still use it, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it cooks good.
What do you need another one for?
Well, the top of it is just burned up. But I can't afford one this year. I just can't afford it.
Miss Mary, you got that.
No, ma'am, I haven't, Miss Moss. I wished I did have. I can't hardly get by. I think $4.
Well, now let me see. How long has that got to last?
Till this afternoon.
I don't believe you can spend $4 between now and this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, if I could just go down to some store or another and I could get rid of it, and then wouldn't Anna. You know, it just takes too much to get by with.
Ain't that the truth? You can't even buy boxes of scotch tape.
You want me to help you cut you?
Yeah, I got a knife right here. I got it.
I need to wash my hands.
I'm just chopping a few of these things. I had a nut chopper, but I don't think it's very good.
You know, I got soft stuff for paper.
Yeah.
The little wooden mallet.
Yeah.
When I'm in a hurry, I take that and put them in a clean napkin and I feed them. Mr. Miles hadn't got up yet?
No, he stepped out. He'll be back in a minute.
I was afraid he was sick.
No, he's doing all right, doing better, but he's behaving himself.
He is?
Well as you can get him to behave himself.
There's a paper towel. You wouldn't believe it, Miss Miles, but you'd think, well, you sure did waste it, but I used near that. Well, I did use near about a whole roll and then some off of another one. Cleaning my chairs.
Well, that's the best. At least you didn't have to wash clothes after you got through.
That's right. Well, I got plenty of old rags. And you know that.
Now, you don't have to do this.
Oh, I don't mind it. There's no use me sitting up here.
Now, there's some bad ones in there. So you just have to.
Did you grow them?
Yeah. They have some that we,
Well, they sure are nice. You know, Marvin.
Well, they're soft. And then I
Marvin bought me some.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. You are just. Yeah. Just see them. They just were all welted and they didn't fill out. They got some kind of a disease.
Oh. And you aren't able to use them?
Well, I use some of them, but they're not good.
Oh, not all of these are either.
Well, these are sure nice. And they oily?
Yeah. Yeah, they're oily, all right.
Have you heard from Ms. Dodd?
Just have a little Christmas card from her, is all. Just wishing us a Merry Christmas. Have you heard from her? Have you seen it?
No, ma'am.
So you don't know what happened to her.
You sure don't. I guess she's busy. She had to. Last time I seen her, she said she had to get off an order for Christmas for the kids.
Well, now, don't they have a pretty big Christmas?
They have a big one. I tell you, I think it's foolish. Now, if they need clothes, something like that, what? Right. But I really do. I think it's foolish to go and. She said she had to buy them on time, order them from Sears on time.
On time?
She says she does every Christmas. She did last year. Been paying for them all the year, and the things tore up. I think it's foolish.
Well, I never heard of anything like that. didn't have the money to pay for it. I bet you wouldn't. If you didn't have the money to pay for it.
I sure wouldn't. I don't even buy clothes sometimes. As bad as I need clothes. I never have bought me a dress or a coat or anything on time. I need to.
Well, do a lot of people you know buy on time?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I ain't either. You know, I worked so hard yesterday, and if you was to go to the house, you wouldn't see a thing in the world I've done. You just can't tell it.
I don't really think we need it. Do you need it?
No, I don't.
Well, it don't cost anything.
Miss Mary just got $4. She couldn't pay us more than $4.
Ain't going to have much Christmas, is she?
You said it.
That's what you said about Thanksgiving.
Well, I didn't have no Thanksgiving.
The heck you
did. I just cooked a turkey and a cake and some pumpkin pies.
And some sweet potatoes.
Well, we have to eat, you know.
Let me tell you. I don't think any of the money that a fellow puts on food is wasted. Now, that's my view.
And clothes if he needs them.
Yes. But there's a lot of ways to waste it now. But that ain't one of them.
You have to eat whether it's Christmas or not.
Yes. And if you don't eat something that's satisfying to you, I don't know. Now, let me tell you. Last night, we had some of those old poor vegetables like Faye buys at the store and all. And I finished eating, and I sat in here, and I thought to myself, oh, that burn, something's lacking. And you know what? She got a hold of some, she got some apples that come from up the country. Good tasting apples. And last night after supper, she cooked up a batch of them. And you know, that was the best. I just sat here and eat some of that. Hey, bedtime. And it's the only good thing we had. And it didn't cost like all that other stuff. Them vegetables you buy at the store are costly. And all that meat that doesn't taste, it's costly. And these old apples.
Well, the other day I thought, so what in the world am I going to cook? Marvin and I didn't go to town last week. We run the Hawthorne. And got a little cooking oil and a few things. You know, that makes it dark, don't it?
Yeah, now this is better.
You can't see the hogs.
Yeah.
So, I had a...
Oh, that's better.
That's better. Had a beef bone, and I put that sapsucker on, and I boil that thing until every bit of the meat come off of it. I got me some corn. I had the deep freeze, and I thawed that out. Cut it off of the cob and put it in, put just a little bit of rice and a few pieces of macaroni, some onion.
Your face getting interested already?
Some bell pepper and a couple of jars of tomatoes in it. And I'm telling you, Marvin Townsend sat up there and eat, and I said, thinks to myself, well, he's going to make himself sick. Well, he didn't eat it all up, and we got up and we run fed up. He carried him a bowl to work with the next day. Well, there was still some more left. I warmed it up. I cooked some peas and some cornbread and had some hot biscuit and fried some steak. And he sat there and he eat soup, and he said, I'll say, he said, it's so good, but he says, I'm about to bust. He loves soup. Oh, he won't eat canned soup.
Not being happy, huh?
He won't eat it. And I put some okra in it, just a little bit.
What?
And a little bit of arched potato.
Why, Miss Mary, you had everything in the world.
Well, that's what he said. He said, this is a whole meal, you don't know. But I don't care for soup. I can eat a little bit, but I don't like it like he does.
Oh, you just keep a jar of that soup on hand for him.
How come you don't like it?
I don't know. I just never did care for soup. I can eat it, a little bit of it, when I first cook it, but then I got enough of it.
I don't see how a cook cooks something that they don't like for other people.
Oh, yeah.
That would be hard for me to do.
It's sure hard for me to do, Miss Mary. But you don't mind it.
I don't mind. When I hate to cook is when I'm filled up and not hungry.
Yes.
That is something.
And you reckon I'm cutting mine?
Just fine.
Fine enough for you?
Just fine.
You reckon?
Yes, sir. I'm just going to put them in some cookies.
Well, these are sure some nice pecans.
Christmas cookies. Wonder where they come from.
They came from, I don't know, maybe last year.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Some mother hall, some that Ruth Smith gave us.
Oh.
But they're greasy, aren't they?
They sure are. They say you can keep them the year round like that. Marvin, got me some and they're so sorry to.
Marvin ain't in account when he eats like that, is he?
Yeah, he ain't no counting on the time.
He can go ahead on a full stomach?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we used to do that. We'd come in from the field right in the middle of the day and eat a big meal. That's the worst thing in the world to do. But that we done it. And we'd sit down and rest a little while and go right on back.
I guess you worked it out, didn't you? A big meal. Did you always cook a big meal in the middle of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
End of the day, too?
The noonday meal is my biggest meal.
Yeah.
Now, breakfast, I don't even want no breakfast, and I can't go to bed without supper.
You never did eat much breakfast?
No, sir. Never did.
Well, I thought that was city people who done that. I thought country people always eat breakfast.
They used to long time ago. Get up and cook grits and fry ham or sausage and cook eggs and have hot biscuits. Cook a full meal.
And you never eat that?
I never did care for breakfast.
Even then when you had all that to eat?
Not unless it was real late.
Oh, if I had it to do over again, I think I'd just eat myself to death. With all them good breakfasts we used to have.
Are you still as hungry as you were?
No, ma'am.
You're not?
No, ma'am.
Well, what's happened?
I quit taking medicine. The doctor, he wanted me to see if he could wean me off, you know. And my medicine gave out. I think I took the last week. And I told Marvin, I said, well, let's don't go have it filled because I got to go back in the morning for a checkup. And I said, let's see how I get along. I've been doing all right. So I don't know what he's going to do. But he said there had to be an end to it, you know. And he wanted to see if I could get along without it. But this weather like this is bad. If I get out of doors for 'cause it's bad on me.
That medicine made you eat?
That medicine made me eat. It sure did. I guess it was. But I don't eat near as much as I did. You go, how much you want cut up?
I just cut them all. Mm-hmm. I got some help.
I just wanted to know.
If they're too soft, we won't use them.
No. I laid out some that it was too soft.
Yeah. Well, you're
going
to have to cook another fruitcake.
Yeah, I am. I've got to try to get some stuff.
Well, let me tell you what happened to Fee one time. She kept putting it off, and Ms. Patterson was going to help her on her recipe. And the time she got on there, all the goo was gone. It all sold out.
It won't be though till after New Year's.
Oh, this was about this time before Christmas.
It was early.
Mm-hmm. I guess they still got it in some place.
You know, all those things, Faye, I don't know what it is that they put in the fruitcake, so much of it.
Well, I'm going to cook this time an orange fruitcake.
What's that?
I use orange box cake mix with this. Now the other, I mix it myself. And you use nuts and raisins and cherries and dates. And it is really delicious. And you wrap it up in tin foil, put it in your refrigerator, and every once in a while we'll put a little bit of orange juice on the top of it. And it is really nice.
I can taste it right now.
It is sure. It's delicious.
Did I
see about that? Yeah. Well, I never heard of one like that. With a cake, with an orange cake mix.
I got that several years ago out of a magazine.
Uh-huh.
Orange fruitcake. Yeah, it's really good. I want you to have a piece of it. Try it. And it's easy to fix.
Gosh, yes. If that's, you know. But did you ever make one that you didn't have to cook?
Yes, ma'am. But
they're not too good.
It's been, I'd rather have one that's cooked.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've cooked fixed a nice fox fruit cake.
Yeah.
I have a recipe for one.
Uh-huh.
Did you know what? When was you at my house last?
Thanksgiving? Then we came over with Leonard. With his camera.
Well, last Sunday, I told Marvin, I said, let's take our bull to the down place. We worked all day building fence, repairing fence.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday. And see if we can get him to go over there and stay and get used to it because we need another bull. And we got the fence fixed and went to the house and was fooling around with a bull. And I seen a car parked down there in front of the Jackson place, but I didn't pay any attention to it because I thought maybe it was Hunter's.
Yeah.
We went and carried our bull down there, and the car was still there. And Zane Hogan's come up there, and he told me, he said, what you reckon? I said, I don't know.
Zane Hogan.
That owns that there place, you know, next to us.
Oh.
With a little log house.
The Jackson place?
Yes, ma'am. He said there was a woman in there and was tossing the bales of hay out. And there was a man carrying it. Her husband was carrying it to the fence, dumping it over the fence, loading it up. And said he asked him, he said, what do y'all mean? He said, well, we just thought it was some old throwed away place.
Why, Miss Mary?
And he says, you know, somebody's been hauling my hay out of there.
Just in daylight.
It's sunny, yes, ma'am.
Why? Never heard of anything like that. And she was just pitching it out the window.
Yeah, just pitching it out. No, out at the door.
Out the door.
And he was scaring it and throwing it over the fence. Now, what you reckon they're going to do to mine if they find it over at the dinner place?
Well, that's right. Well, can they get in, though? Don't you have your gate box?
Well, Miss Miles, anybody could break her off.
If they want to steal.
Sure.
That's no problem.
That's just like locking your house. If a thief comes along and he wants to get in, he'll break in.
And you saw the car.
I seen the car. It was a white truck. It was Hawthorne people, he said. And he made him pay for it. The woman wrote a check. He says, I know it ain't no good. He said, I would have had the law out there, but they had a little old young'un with them, and I figured it wouldn't have nowhere to stay. And the names were Patricia. It was Patricia Amos or Patricia Ames or something like that.
He found out who it was.
Oh, yeah. Sure they knew better than that. But people don't care.
Well, I won't, I claim. I just never heard anything.
I missed something?
I tell you, I never heard anything like what Miss Mary just told me. I want you to tell God. I don't believe he'd believe it. Right next door to you.
Somebody having a party?
Last Sunday evening, Marvin and... Well, last Sunday, we worked all day on the fence, repairing the fence, and I told him, I said, let's go to the house when we got through, and I said, let's get our bull and bring him over here, and put him over here with these cows, and we'll come over here every night and feed him, try to get him used to the place, get him to stay there. So we went on back to the house, and we was messing around, trying to get the bull, you know, in the pen, and get him loaded up. I seen a car. I didn't pay any attention to it because you could see cars parked anywhere. Parked down there in front of the Jackson place. We went on, carried our bull over there, and Polly and Joe was there. Zane Hogan's come up and said, what you reckon? I said, I don't know. He said, when I got down there, he said, there's a white truck parked down there in front of the house, and said there was a woman in the house, and said she was throwing the hay out, and the man was carrying it to the fence, throwing it over the fence, loading it up. And said, I asked them what they meant by it, and then they know that was someone on that. Said, no, they thought it was some old throwaway place. Now, don't you know them people didn't think no such a thing? And he said, that ain't the first that's been taken out of there. He said, I've been missing it. He said, and he said that people was from Hawthorne. And he said he would have had the law out there on them, but they had a little old young one with them. And he was afraid that the little young'un wouldn't have nowhere to stay. And he made him pay for it. And I said, Zane, let me see the check if you don't mind it, see what name is on it. And it was Patricia. The woman wrote out the check. It was Patricia Amos up a tree, or Ames, or something like that.
Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm. She couldn't write very good.
Now, who was it telling you that?
Zane Hogan.
Oh, he's the one that's got it now.
Down there next to us, you know.
Yeah. Tricia, what did she say?
It was Ames or Amos or something like that. She couldn't write good enough. And Zane says, I tell you, I don't know what their names are. And they told Zane they was from Hawthorne.
Well, here's Amos. J.F. Amos. I don't see any Ames.
Well, it was Ames or Amos or something like that.
Amos.
Well, maybe
it was. J.F. Amos. We'd call them and ask them if they got plenty of hay.
I
I don't know Hogan.
You don't?
I haven't run into him. He don't live there.
No.
I mean anywhere around.
He lives in Gainesville. But he is going to build out there. He's already got the loan.
Oh, next to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Down there in the Jackson place.
Mm-hmm. He got the loan last year. He said his wife couldn't make up her mind what she wanted.
Hmm. Well, now, that'll be nice to have someone.
Oh, they won't be no good to me. They both work. She teaches school. And he's an electrician. Works for the Bell Telephone Company, I believe it is. He's something. Anyway, they won't never be at home only at night.
Hogan. Yeah. Hmm. Dad Byrne.
That's right. So they won't be at home except when Marvin's at home.
You know, it's too bad that Miss Dodd there all the time. It's too bad that she's way off over there. Y'all ought to be closer together. Find her. She's way off back in there. Nobody. You'd have to know where that house is to find it.
There's plenty of people who goes in there right by there in front of her house going to the lake fishing. They know.
Along her lane?
They go in down there just before you get to their place. You know, there's a gate down there.
I don't know just where that is, but that's that must be.
That's before you get to the boat nights.
Yes. Well, now let me tell you what happens over here. Right here, next on my line, next to the old Collins place. When these are new people living there.
On the Collins place.
Well, they've been there about as long as I've been out here.
And when
they moved out there, they jumped on them on both sides. Fred Wood jumped on them on the boundary over there, and the Richardson brothers got them.
They already could.
I know, but I throwed a piece of hull in it. Isn't that silly?
They wanted a lane to go through there to go back to that grove. And they had talked to me about it, and I told them they could go on my property there, but I wasn't going to open up in a lane for them. They could put a gate there. They didn't want that. And you know what that does? That's a regular parking area back there.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back there any time of night, during the week, and especially on the weekends.
Why did they want you to give them a lane?
They got one now. It's wide open. And all it does is just make that a public park back there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think there ought to be some regulation about those things. Now, if somebody lived back there, you'd have a lane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can get back there, you see, and just step over my fence and just make themselves at home back there in my place. That whole country back there.
Why, sure.
That lane opens it up.
Well, I got some people mad at me today.
Today?
Yes, ma'am. That just, I just wouldn't let them run over me. The boat nights back, Carlton Glisten's in there. They own a piece of land, and Tresha owns a little strip. And between me and Carlton used to be a public road. That was the road from Hawthorne to Micanopy. And Mr. Guthrie told Carlton, he says, I know. He said, Mr. Denon give half of that road. And old Uncle Tom Mason, an old colored man that lived back there, give the other half. Well, Mr. Glisten, he moves in there and he goes in there and he stocks it up. And George was going to go to the courthouse and make him open it up so he could get back there to his property. And Mr. Guthrie told him, said, now, George, said, if you're going to do that, don't wait, said, till the 7 years is out. Because if he keeps it closed up 7 years, why, he's got it. So, since Mr. Guthrie's been gone, he got Lee Wrights at Micanopy to go in there and cut his timber. And he come to me and he asked me, could Lee Wright go in there through my property? And I said, George, I said, I've got grass planted in there. He says, I've been out to see the containers, but I couldn't never catch him there. Well, I thought that was too thin. I said, he can go through there. Till you can go out there and see the container people and get them to give you, no, Carlton Glisten, that's what it was, Carlton Glisten. I said, you go see Carlton and get Carlton to open it up so you can haul your logs out. Well, that was the last of that. And Lee Wright, he went in there and he hauled old logs and brush tops, tree tops and everything out on my property and sold up his logs. Well, it was George Baltnight's timber. He was getting paid for it. It weren't me. And he got a regular big road in there. So Sandy Marvin and I couldn't travel it. And I told him, I said, you just are going to have to stop. I said, you can just get out of there. And, so I stopped him. Well, last year, they sold him some more timber. He didn't do a thing in the world but go in there and cut my fence. He didn't consult me a thing in the world about it. And went in there and was cutting George Baltnight's timber. And we went down there one night, me and Marvin, to see about the fence, and three of the darkies was coming out of there, and they was about five posts down on the ground, and they just went and got in the car and left it, the fence all down on the ground. And I held the flashlight and me and Marvin put up the fence, and the next morning I got on the telephone and I called the head manager out there. And I told him something had to be done about it. I said, you all ain't got a bit of consideration for us. But I said, if my money ain't ready when pastor rent comes due, what would you do to me? I got on to him good and proper. And I got on the telephone and I called Lee Wright. And I told him that I want him to go in there on my property and get off every piece of wood that he had left on my property of George Baltnight's, because he done me like he did. Well, the Baltnight's is mad at me. They won't even speak to me. But you know one thing, you know you can't just sit down and let people run over you.
They just cut your fence, your cows could go in or out?
Why, sure. And leave it down and there. You want these in there?
Yeah.
They ain't got a bit of, they ain't got a cow in the world. They're too sorry to even have one. They ain't never done nothing all their life but make moonshine and catfish.
Are they pretty good at moonshine?
Well, they used to be. Now, I don't, they don't do it now. But they used to.
Yeah. They knew how?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to show you right now where they had one on the old onion place.
That's all I see.
Just easy.
They didn't sell it.
Didn't sell what?
They just made it for somebody else.
They did sell it, too.
Well, now, that's where you get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make it and let somebody else handle it for you.
George Bolt not used to haul it. You know Frank Hines?
Yes. Who is Frank Hines?
You know Frank Hines that used to bring the mail down here, didn't you?
Oh, that one, yes. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, they did it for him.
I don't know whether they did it for him or not, but he used to do it.
Oh, I see. I don't know him. I just, he lives back there. I don't know where he lives now.
McAnopy, over in the other side of McAnopy.
Back of that gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've had some time in times past. Now, the law is too much for them now.
Anybody can't do nothing like that.
They can get these little old airplanes and just sail around. They look right down at you, you know. They can tell every time you put in a fence post.
You have
more
at your house with airplanes?
Yes, ma'am.
Checking on you.
Yeah, they may look like they're sailing over, but some of them are just looking to see what you're doing.
That's right. See if you've made any improvement on your place so they can tax you.
Yes.
They're not redo the outside of your house.
I don't think I will. I won't never be able.
Don't do the outside, just do the inside. They can't see that from the airplane. I'll tell you, if you don't stand up for yourself, they'll go right over your fences. I know that. I've seen enough to know that. I said. And you don't have to get it. Now, who was it doing it? Richie?
Bolt Knight. Lee Wright.
Lee Wright. He handles the timber.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it don't have to be Lee Wright. It can be... It can be your rich neighbors too. They'll do the same thing.
Kind of like
off
guy.
It don't. They don't care nothing about you. How much trouble they call you? Cause you.
No. No, sir.
You gonna bake Christmas cookies?
Yeah, I just cut these up so I can have them too. They had to be going through and all, you see, all this stuff gotten out of them. Because I knew if I kept them in the longer, they'd ruin. Now, this is a big help, Miss Mary. Goodness. Thought about that. Is Daisy working this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Working on Friday morning.
You know, that's just too bad that she can't get her marriage certificate.
I thought that anybody who lived with a person for 7 years, regardless, was, you know.
No, you have to be show that marriage certificate.
Well, they didn't issue any marriage certificates in those days, or at least in recording or something. Isn't that something? I know something can be done. I just know it can't.
Well, she just show what the gift. Ben, Social Security.
Well, she sure ought to.
And I told her, last time I talked to her, I said, if you can't do nothing else, go talk to your lawyer. Get somebody that knows how to do that and go about it.
I bet I got more bills than you have.
Well, I don't owe anything, only I owe for some feed.
You keep paying up that good?
She pays. You don't let it run, do you?
No, sir.
That's what hurts when you let it run. And you keep getting it.
I bought $152 worth of ground corn to feed my yearlings.
Yeah.
I get them up, you know, when hunting season comes and carry them to the house so I'll know where they're at.
Yeah.
And you're feeding your yearlings out?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't want to sell them this year.
I bet you haven't got any as scrawny as these things are out here. These little weanlings of mine.
Oh, I bet you yours is twice better than mine.
Why, they're bony and they're belly thick out?
Mine is, too. I seen one come up there yesterday, and I told Marvin last night, I said, I do believe his belly's going to bust. He was so big.
They just, it looks like the emptier they get, the more the belly sticks out.
Well, Marvin said he just stood up there and eat corn until he liked to bust it.
Oh, really? I don't have been doing that.
Yeah, I've been feeding them. I have in the morning and put some protein in. And I thought they'd pick up, but now they got pretty good pasture.
I thought they'd pick up too.
Yeah.
I got to go in the back and pasture just to, I haven't looked at the cows for there too.
You and Miss Mary take a trip to
the
back pasture and
she don't want to go to that old back pasture.
Sure, she goes in the car. See those
well, cats? How come you don't go?
I'm going to put these things up and I'm going to get us a little bite to eat.
Oh, no.
I've got that salad.
She knows where one is, but she won't get it. Where is that wood stove?
It's Beasley and Williams. I don't know whether it's there now or not. But, you know, I think I'll make out with the one that I got this winter.
No, I'm not talking about the store. I'm talking about over there in that old house.
Oh, it's way over there in the woods.
Just rusting out.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't bother it.
Anybody should find out who it belongs to and get in touch with her.
There's no telling where she's at.
I don't know them woods over there. Over there?
It's way over there between us and Rochelle, way back there in the woods.
Yeah. What place is it?
Well, it used to be the old Bradley place.
Bradley?
Mm-hmm.
All that country is open up there, and it's
some colored people live back there. She was a nice woman.
How far is it from Coleman? Not close to Coleman, is it?
Oh, no. Have you seen or heard tell of him lately?
He's over here.
He was?
Brought those sweet potatoes.
How's he doing?
He looked fine. I was laid out in there, and I didn't see him seeing them. He visited us seeing them.
He was worried about his eyes. He had to go take his test next month. And
for driving license? Oh, I'm afraid he won't never do that.
He said he might just have to be driving Emma.
Did he make lots of sweet potatoes?
Yeah, pretty nice.
They look all right.
They're not sweet.
I tried my best to get him to get out of that place back there.
To get out of it?
Mm-hmm. Him and Annie ain't got no business living way back there by themselves. As old as they are, they ought to go to Hawthorne, close to her people.
Yeah. But they won't leave that place.
Now, if something was to happen to her at night, would it, he'd have to get out and, supposing he don't get his driving license, and I don't have an idea he will, or supposing that something happened to him and Annie.
Yeah, she can't drive.
No, she can't drive. She'd have to get out and walk. She's got people at Hawthorne, and I know it's hard to do. I ought to leave from where I'm at.
And go to Hawthorne?
No. I just go somewhere.
I don't know why you wouldn't put up with the places after living over there for all that time.
I can't imagine you any other place.
Mm-mm, I can't imagine myself. But you know, ever since that killing at Melrose, I've been scared.
You got scared long before that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's not any juice.
They're running out. He needs to get him some new vines.
Yeah, he
is. Oh, that make a difference?
Mm-hmm. They'll run out just like everything else.
There'd be a big potato, but not anything to it?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that.
Yeah.
And you see, it hadn't gotten a taste.
They run out just the same as anything else does. Just like a pumpkin. You can keep on planting watermelons in the same place and keep on planting watermelons, and after a while you won't have nothing but a field full of citrons.
They go down that far, down that much.
You have a piece of sweet potato?
You eat it, Miss Mary.
Music roots.
Music roots.
Musical roots.
Well, now, those sweet potatoes you had Thanksgiving were good.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
where'd you get them?
My brother gave them to me, and he bought them at Brantford.
And they come from Georgia?
No, they come from Brantford. The people had 6 acres.
Oh.
And I was over there. That was Friday after Thanksgiving. And he gave me some more. He said, "You want me to get you a bushel?" I said, "I sure do." For $3.50 a bushel.
Now they're juicy.
They are really nice potatoes.
The mistake you made was not getting stocking up.
Well, Marvin, he won't eat a one.
What's the matter with that boy?
He just don't like sweet potatoes. And he don't like syrup. My people, my cousin had just got through grinding cane. You know that I want some syrup? I don't know, I want no syrup. Not unless I can get a barrel full.
A barrel full?
Mm-hmm. Give it to my cows. You may not eat that sweet potato that has bellyache.
Anytime you have a chance to get something like that, Miss May, you go ahead and get it, whether you want it or not.
I didn't. Well, he's going to get me some.
And
you
sell it to your friend.
Hmm. Oh, you mean about the shirt?
Yeah.
We just love it.
I don't.
Well, I got a jar. I'll give it.
I haven't got anywhere to get that stuff. And when I get desperate, I go down and get some of this Dixie.
Well, you know, there's not but one kind of shirt that I like, and it's that maple. A waffle shirt.
I never saw anyone so peculiar as you are.
I don't like socks, sir.
You made too much of it?
I reckon so.
Why did you quit making syrup, Miss
Mary? Miss Miles, we ain't never had a cane grinding in our life that hit weren't a re-hanging and a freezing.
Oh?
And we didn't have no cane mill. We had to haul it away from home. And I just quit with it. There ain't but one way that I'd ever fool up with any cane, and that is to plant it for the cows to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't worth it.
Oh, I didn't realize you had to haul it off and make it.
Yeah, we never did have no cane mill.
I thought you did.
We used to make ours over at Woodard's.
Yeah, he was the center over there? Everybody went over there?
That's right. But you have to haul your wood, and then you have to strip your cane and top it and cut it down and haul that. And you're way in the night, getting off of cooking, and it's just a mess. I wouldn't fool with it.
Well, I guess I thought that was sort of fun.
Oh, no, I ain't never had no fun out of it. And it takes everybody in the county. Somebody's got to feed the mill. Somebody's got to keep the wood going. And somebody's got to strain up the syrup and bottle it up and shut.
And somebody's got to keep the mule going.
Well, that's right. I wouldn't no more mess up with that than I even think about firing an airplane.
Well, when do they have the parties at the cane making things?
Well, that was
before my time.
That was afterwards.
Oh, after.
What'd they do? Just save a little juice?
No, they'd make have a candy pudding, boil a shirt, and make homemade candy and pull candy. And
well, weren't there some skimmings?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
But cane pulling, that wasn't a part of the syrup making.
The what? Oh, no, that was after.
That's any time you wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I made a many a wad as big as my arm.
Mm-hmm. I have two.
It's really good. It's better than any you can buy.
Way yonder better.
It is. It's really good.
You have to do a lot of pulling.
Mm-hmm.
Much.
And twist it up, you know. And butter you up plate or dish and lay it out on there. And it's real hard. But it hits good. You can't buy none as good tasting as that.
Let's just walk out there, Faye. And nobody's hungry. We can eat right there.
Nope, we do. We'll eat another raw potato.
The end of Channel 1 Right and continuation of the visit with Ms. Mary, Ms. Guthrie, this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. The end of Channel 1 Right and continuation of the visit with Ms. Guthrie, this Friday, the 10th of December, 71. Now we've been visiting or talking for an hour. Now we're going to take a break and go out to the back pasture and bring up the cows. End of Channel 1 Right. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Mary this Friday, the 10th of December, 71.